Welcome to the Matto Brothers Audio Series with Rich and Dave Matto.
Hi, this is Dr. Richard Matto, and welcome again to the Matto Brothers Audio Series. You know, I feel like I say this a lot, but it's so true today. I am truly, truly excited for today's interview because not only are we having one of our favorite longtime guests of all time on the audio series, but this is a topic that I believe will be one of the classic chapters in the Matto Brothers audio series, and you'll find out why in a few minutes. But first, let's find out who we're talking to today. We are talking to Dr. Mayor Levitt, founder, president of Jodina Consulting in Providence, Rhode Island. How are you doing today, Mayor?
Hey, Rich, I'm great, and thanks so much for having me on the audio series.
It's always a pleasure. Now, Mayor, I know a lot of our listeners know who you are. I'll just real briefly say that you are a former full-time practicing dentist, and you retired from dentistry at a fairly early age, an age I guess what some people would call middle age, and you had already started helping some other dentists in their practices. And you can correct me if I'm not getting this completely accurate.
No, but you got it.
After a period of what some people may consider goofing off, but in your world there's no such thing as goofing off to you, it was becoming a fantastic golfer, jazz piano player, boatsman, father, husband, and grandfather. I'm probably missing something, but, you know, really exploring all these other things that you love to do. You just had to get back in the dental practice and decided to become a consultant. And I think it's safe to say, little did you know that you'd be doing it close to 20 years later and so full time that you don't even know what to do with yourself. You don't have a minute to breathe. Is that pretty much what's going on?
Pretty much what's going on, Rich. Yeah, I cannot believe it, but there's just a lot of business out there, and I'm really having the time of my life. I'm loving it and having a lot of fun.
Well, as they say, couldn't happen to a nicer person.
So, well, you're very sweet to say that.
Well, really, congratulations on your success. You wouldn't be successful unless, well, a couple of things. You've got to be a nice guy and a great person to work with, but also you know your stuff. I mean, you go into a dental practice and you really see a lot of things. You're definitely a numbers guy, but you're also a guy that looks at the other things, the big picture things that you can't see on a spreadsheet, and you really just have a great knack for putting it together and helping other people improve their practices tremendously. So, way to go.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, now,